We're in Siman Kuf Lamed Zayin. Well, sort of like 38, but really 39, meaning that we did Gimel in the Mechaber. And the halakha was like this. Again, we're talking about lane. We're talking about reading the Torah. So we learned that you have to have, on Monday and Thursday, Shabbos afternoon, at least 3 aliyahs and at least 10 psukim. So now the question is, what happens if they skipped one pasuk? Let's say they skipped one pasuk. So again, let's say they had more than 10 psukim, so that wasn't a problem. Each person had more than 3 psukim, so that wasn't a problem. So, but they skipped one pasuk, so they have to go back and hear that pasuk. So the Mechaber said, if it's Monday and Thursday, no. Monday, Thursday, Shabbos afternoon, no. If it was Shabbos, so we saw that you do, and the Mishnah Berurah says, not only one pasuk, but even part of a pasuk, even one word. If you miss one word, you have to go back and repeat it. So that's what we saw. So now, the question is, do you have to make, this is what we left with last time. Okay, Chas v'Shalom, they forgot a pasuk or a word. Forgot a word on Shabbos. They skipped a word on Shabbos. So they have to go back and learn. And in fact, just to finish it, we saw even if they put back the Sefer Torah ready, you have to go back, take out the Sefer Torah, and read that pasuk, plus 2 more psukim, because you can't just read one pasuk. So you have to read 3 psukim altogether, and that's what you would do. The last thing was, on Yontif, for Yom Tovim, the halach would be like Monday and Thursday, which seemingly is saying that you would not have to repeat the lane. Now, just very quickly, let's do the last thing first. The Mishnah Berurah says, on Yontif, if you forgot, if you left out the main thing of the Yontif, of the Kriya, in other words, we read 2 days, right? Let's say Yom HaSheni, Yom HaShlishi. And we know based upon the calendar, right? We keep 2 days anyways. But let's say it's the third day of Yom Tov, right? It's the first day of Chol HaMoed, right? And they only read B'Yom HaSheni. So then you'd have to go back and repeat that. You have to go back and fix that. So that would be a case. Now let's go back to the other idea. On Shabbos, even if you forgot one word, you have to go back and repeat the laning. Not all the laning, just that pasuk you left out, or the pasuk where the word was left out in, plus 2 more psukim. Again, you can't just read one, you can't just lane one pasuk. You have to at least the minimum 3 psukim. So the question is, would you make brachas before and after? So Mishnah Berurah says yes. Make brachas before and after. Now Mishnah Berurah goes through a whole long Mishnah Berurah, but there is an interesting case. And that is, this is all talking about that if the mistake, the word was left out in the first aliyahs. But let's say if the mistake was made in Shvi, or the mistake, in other words, where the word was left out, or the pasuk was left out, was even either in Shvi or in one of the Hosavos, right? We don't do it here, but, you know, if there's an Achron or, you know, Hosafa Rishona or Beis, you know, in some shuls they do that. So then, let's say then they finished, and they said, oh, we left out a word. So then the Mishnah Berurah says, you don't have to go back and repeat it. You know why? You can do a trick. Because you can call it Maftir. And the Maftir, instead of him doing just the last 3 psukim, which basically is what we do, right? Because again, he gets an aliyah, we give him a minimal aliyah, 3 psukim. Now you understand the idea of that. So what will we do? We want to go back and call up more aliyahs. We'll call up the Maftir, right? Let's say again, let's make it a simple case. Wouldn't happen here. But let's say he forgot a word in Shvi. So then somebody goes out to the balcony and says, I think he left out that word. And he says, you know, I did. I left out that word, or made a mistake, a big mistake on a word. So it's as if he didn't read it. So then you know what we'll do? We won't call a new aliyah, right? We won't do that and go back. What will we do? We'll just call Maftir. We'll just call Maftir and have the Maftir, instead of doing his minimal aliyah, we'll have him go back. We'll go back to where, you know, where that pasuk, where the mistake was, wherever it was, and he'll start them, he'll get a long aliyah, maybe almost as long as Shvi, or depending on where the mistake was made, and have a long maftir. And that way we read the pasuk. We got the guy making aliyah, he has a brachas before and after, and we covered that. We covered it. We recovered it, I should say. Okay, so that would be the way we could take care of that mistake. So that's an interesting case. Okay, we'll stop here for tonight. Meretz Hashem, next week we'll pick this up, a very interesting, involved case, and another case of, how about if they gave somebody only two psukim? What do we do? Okay, we'll talk about that, believe that.